This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. Progress on approving Wisconsin's state budget has stalled in Madison. Efforts to pass budget by its legal deadline broke down Thursday, less than 2 weeks from the end of the fiscal year. The leaders of the budget writing Joint Finance Committee haven't said when they would return to work. Governor Tony Evers has said he won't decide on whether to run for a third time in office until the budget is finalized. With an extreme heat warning this weekend, Milwaukee health officials are urging people to stay safe. Forecasts indicate dangerously hot conditions with heat index values up to 105 expected. People are encouraged to drink plenty of water, limit time outdoors, and never leave children or pets in vehicles. Cooling sites around the city will be open to provide relief from the heat. The high heat can also bring more than one danger: pavement buckling. This causes areas of the road to crack and break up as more vehicles rolling over them, creating potholes or worse. Drivers should remember to stay buckled up, slow down, and eliminate any distractions so you can scan further down the road to not be caught off guard. In the city of Milwaukee, there is online service request forms you can fill out to report any road issues. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services fines Milwaukee Public Schools over lead cleanup. The $5,500 fine is for violations of state code during the lead remediation work at four schools this spring and summer. They were also fined for repeated noncompliance and failure to follow earlier guidance. DHS said that instead of paying the fee to the state treasurer, MPS should reinvest the money into lead-safe renovations. MPS has until June 24th deadline to answer questions about future renovation work. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Did y'all have fun at Juneteenth yesterday? Because I wasn't there. I wasn't there. Couldn't make it. Had some prior commitments I had to take care of. I hope y'all had a great time. I don't know what this is. I hate this thing. It's not that I hate it. Bobbleheads freak me out. I'm just sorry. Like bobbleheads and statues and like that kind of thing. The whole movement thing is kind of weird. You know, but since somebody didn't ask me. It's Friday. You know what that means, right? You know what that means, right? It's Pop Off Friday. And I heard something today that literally... Literally, I had to pull my car over, and I was kind of like weirded out. Like, is that right?
Like, did I just hear that?
So we complain. We complain that there's this thing between men and women, right? And we have this belief that men are toxic, this toxic masculinity idiocy, right? And so I got into a beef with one of my friends about, you know, because we have toxic masculinity. I'm like, dude, are you going to have women? If you come up with something for toxic women, then you can come up with for toxic masculinity. But you're not going to sit here and say toxic masculinity without trashing women, too. I think you're just trashing guys. And no man that I know of would actually create toxic masculinity. Are there toxic males? Yes. Yeah, but sometimes the way you act is toxic. Too bad. All the things you love about men is all the things you don't like about men. Which is okay. You just won't have a man. No big deal. But I don't think you can complain about the things that you love, right? So when you get talked about as a woman, I would kind of go, okay. Because, you know, like, what can you call a woman without getting yourself trashed? And then being called a toxic male, right? Well, that's what I thought. And then I heard about it. Y'all ready? AI boyfriends. And I said, what? I've been known to use a little profanity in my life. You know, I'm still praying about that. That little thing right there, right? Because sometimes things trigger me, and I hate the word trigger too, but it, you know, in context. Some things make you what, like, huh? WTH. AI boyfriends. Have men become so toxic that girls are now going after boyfriends that are X's and O's. I'm sorry, ones and zeros. Well, they want X's and O's. They're going after ones and zeros. Your boyfriend is now telling you whatever you want to hear because that's what you put into it. And the bot regurgitates to you what you want to hear. Tell me a sexy thing and tell me I'm beautiful and that I have red hair and you love. And it'll do it. And then it'll keep going. It'll build on it and tell you things. And then every time you can have a conversation with a bot. That's your boyfriend. But wait, there's more. You can actually get pictures. You can tell it to create a picture. Because, you know, girls don't like it. I don't care what anybody says. People talk about it and they show them and it's great. But they don't really like big, muscular men. They like well-physiqued men. They like men that take care of themselves. But they don't like these big, muscular Arnold Schwarzenegger, like, right? Some do. But not a lot. The chiseled features and the right. Because in your mind, if you're chasing them, that means like 200 other women are chasing them too. So that's like a non-starter. Same thing with guys. If she's so beautiful that 600 guys are trying to holler at her, why bother? Well, you ain't got to bother with all that. No worry, no fuss. Your bot not going to cheat on you because you got a bot boyfriend. They're a bot. They're electronic. They'll create the pictures of you in Istanbul, in the Mediterranean, and you ain't even been there before. But they'll take the picture that you give them and make your fictitious bot boyfriend together, and all of a sudden, boop, they talk to you, and you see this, and you get, and they go, you know, because you don't. Why don't you ever put those pictures on Insta?
Right.
What if we come to that a generation can't take anything negative? I mean, anything. I don't watch TV. I don't listen to the radio. I don't breathe. I don't read. Like at some point, reality has to snap. Like, at some point, reality has to come in and smack you. The problem is, the longer you wait till your 50s or 60s, it's going to smack, it's going to hurt really hard because your reality is going to get rocked. But now you don't have to worry about it because you got a bot boyfriend. Like, how do you do that? All right. I want you to send me a letter at, let me see, it's 10 minutes after the hour, at 12 minutes after the hour, I want you to send me a letter that says, I think you're the most handsomest, most strongest, smartest man in the world. Or, quote unquote, woman. Whatever. I want you to sing me a song, write me a note that I can send, show my girlfriends, show my guy friend, like craziness. Have we come to that now? Have we come to that ridiculousness where you've been failed so much that you go to a bot for a boyfriend? I don't understand. You get it? 833-212-1017 is the number. Do you get it? Because I don't get it. Like, I don't really understand what we're doing. Like, we have an instance where we want to hear positive so much that we will bypass human beings, right? That makes no sense to me. Marrying a bot. What? Lana Banana said on TMZ Live, they married white dude proposed to an AI woman. His wife had no problem with it because he can't cheat with her. I mean, if you are emotionally tied to your social media, can you imagine being emotionally tied to a bot woman or a bot man? His wife says she had no problem because he had someone that kept him company because she works many hours. With who? I bet she got her own emotional boo. Mm-hmm. Okay. There are toxic men and women. We know that. We already know that. But to avoid reality and to avoid life by not connecting, that is how you grow. And people don't grow because they've not had anything harsh in their lives. The only way you can grow is to lose. That's the only way. To not win, to come in second place, to not be in first, like all those things force you to reevaluate what you're doing and why you're doing it and, you know, like what you know, but we don't do that. And I like the idiots that come on the YouTube and talk about stuff and then like think they're insulting me by saying something. This is weird. Do you live in reality? Like at all? But it's just bizarre. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's Pop Off Friday. I'm tired of the idiocy. If you have an AI boyfriend, call me.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Thank you.
You're listening to Truth of the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Hey, Truth Nation, now's your chance to be our... Nah, I'm not going to do that now. I just changed my mind. I'm awake. You know why I'm awake? And I'm awake. Because you got to earn it. You got to be a caller. 833-212-1017 is the number. You got to be a caller. What caller number? What caller number should we do? Caller number 7? All right. Now's your chance to be our one call. That's all. Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes. You can be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. You got Rhea to thank for that, because otherwise I was going to be like, we're going to do it at like 5:59. And then you be caller number 7 right now at 833-212-1017. You'll be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, caller number 7 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has ever been injured in an accident, call Gruber Law Offices now. Visit them at gruber-law.com. gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 101.7thetruth.com.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. But yeah, it's I'm kind of worried about the girls out in the world. You know what I'm saying? But the guys are killing themselves, so you know, there're not going to be a lot of them left over anywhere. But I'm worried about the girls when you're not even bothering, you're just going to Somebody on the talking text line said, say Ken, Donald Trump, he tripping again. He talking about Juneteenth. Who cares? What do you think about that, brother? I mean, Ken, because you're not a brother. So I already know who wrote this. It's kind of dumb. But, and then, you know, Lana, like, Ken is my brother. I'm like, Lana, you don't even have to bother. Like, why are you even bothering to reply? Like, why? Why? Just let stuff go. Let it go. It's really not worth it. It's Friday. It's 80-something degrees outside. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's going to get hot. It's going to rain. It's going to do all that. And it's going to be great. So just be great. Just be great. Just be great. But when I heard about the bot, the AI boyfriend, like... Wow. Like that brought up so many bad different. Yeah. That brought up so many bad different. Yeah. Yeah. Makes no sense. No sense at all. Ennis, congratulations. You are a qualifier for the one call. That's all 5,000. What am I saying? What? And it's for. That's not what I read, but okay. I guess we'll do that. Well, Ennis, congratulations. You just won. No. Wait a minute. That's not what I read. That's Gruber. Yeah, call him back, tell him it's Gruber. You know what that is? It's Friday. All right. So it's just, that's weird. What's up? Not really a city girl. That makes no sense. That makes absolutely, positively no sense whatsoever. None. That don't make no sense. People are not living in reality. They seem to not be living in a space where they learn that, you know, there are things going on in life that you really, really need to be aware of, that you really need to handle and understand. We just don't do that. We don't listen to what people say. And then we get upset and we get emotional about what other people say. And then we want to ban that person, get rid of that person, or someone's disrespectful. When did it be like, when did it become a thing where people imploded because someone else was perceived to be disrespectful? Like, you literally don't have to be in this person's presence. You can get up and leave. And if somebody ever told me, if you get up and leave, you're fired, I would just get up and leave. Because if you're willing to fire me over walking out of a room, you'll pick any other thing to fire me over. So why am I working here? But we get this emotional thing. And I guess part of that is that we've never been able to be told. Let me rephrase that. You all have never, some of you have never been able to be told no. Tell me something positive. What if I don't have anything positive to tell you? What if my day was not positive? Nope, it's got to be positive. It's got to be something that somebody wants you to have, you know, say something positive. So then you can say something positive too. Like, it's too much. It's too much of carrying on somebody else's baggage and like trying to make you happy when I'm not happy. Like, it's just weird. This is weird. Not being positive. The world's not positive every day. You can tell this pop off Friday, right? If you got something you need to pop off about, 833-212-1017 is the number. I know the one thing I'm not popping off about, being at Summerfest. I mean, I'm going. Don't get me wrong. I'm going. But yeah. I think I'm gonna go. I just don't know when I wanna go. Is the last weekend like 4th of July weekend? Like, that's last weekend, 4th of July weekend. Yeah. It's going to be everybody. It's going to be everybody going to be down there. I think I might go. I think I might go tomorrow. I think I might just do that. I might just go tomorrow. I think I will. I do think I will. So one of the things I want to talk about before we go to break is the fact that the weather is going to be absolutely, positively ridiculous. And I'm not I'm not necessarily a heat fan per se. I don't like hot weather at all. Like, I don't do hot weather well. I don't respond well to hot weather. I get really cranky, and I've actually had a heat stroke when I was younger, and so I don't do like, hey, it's cold. Nope, I don't do it. It's too much for me. I can't do it. Can't do it. Well, this weekend the heat is supposed to be so hot, then you're gonna get thunderstorms, right? Because it's summer solstice, right? Friday's the first day of summer today, with the solstice officially happening in the evening, 9:43 p.m. What does that mean? Saturday marks the first full day of summer. Of both Friday and Saturday, we'll see a total of 15 hours and 22 minutes of daylight. That's a lot. But it stormed this morning, and you got a few coming like this afternoon and evening. And it's not going to be a lot, and it's not going to be strong, but it's going to be here. The problem is tomorrow, the heat. The heat is expected to reach the hundreds on Saturday, break a record, so that record looks it won't break a record, so that record looks safe, but the current forecast is 97. The records on Sunday of 97 and Monday of 95 are much more attainable with the current forecast of each day of 96. So that means all we have to do is tick over. We're looking at, in 1988, it was 101 degrees. They're forecasting 97. We'll probably go over. It's just one of those weekends. It's the weekend that it's not supposed to happen. It's the weekend that you should probably not look for it, which means what? You should look for it, because it's going to happen. And so I'm not too happy about the weather this weekend. But you know what they say? It is what it is.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 1017 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Nizir Spencer. The Brewers held off the Cubs last night in a wild one at Wrigley, winning 8-7 in Game 2. Isaac Collins launched a 3-run homer, Caleb Durbin added a 2-run shot, and Rhys Hoskins stayed hot with another solo blast.
The stretch, he stays the pitch. Ground ball left side, that could be 2 to second for 1. On to first, double play, ball game over. Trevor McGill gets it done, and the Brewers split the 2 games at Wrigley.
Milwaukee moves to 40-35 with the win. The crew heads up to face the Twins Friday night at 7:10 p.m. The Pacers kept their season alive with a 108-91 win over the Thunder in Game 6. Game 7 of the finals will begin Sunday at 7 p.m. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. It's 1017 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris. Is it me? Yes, it is. For Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So, time to upgrade your windows and or doors, and you don't want to spend, like, a whole lot of money. Well, Pella, the best in the industry, has a product line for every budget. And right now, you can get no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So, if the plan is to wait, guess what? You don't have to wait. You can get it now. You can wait to start making payments for up to 2 years, but certain restrictions apply. Ends June 30th of 2025. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hello, Curly Q. How you doing? Did somebody say July 5th? What are you talking about? Something wrong with y'all. Heat advisory this weekend. Somebody said, I love heat. Bring it. You don't love this kind of heat. This kind of heat, you have a stroke. This kind of heat, your insides boil and you die. Like, no, you don't want this kind of heat. What I would suggest is that you check on the elderly that live in your neighborhood. Make sure you open doors, let air flow through, right? Let those, come on now, check on your neighbors, check on your kinfolk, you know. Although we understand sometimes kinfolk ain't infolk, but, you know, we get it. But check on them, right? Curly Q said, I spend so much time bundled up in the winter not to enjoy it. Lana, something wrong with you. True that. Something wrong with you, Lana. And the only reason I say that is because it can get cold enough. First of all, if it gets cold enough where it freezes and you don't have, like, you know, motion stops, yeah, you're going to die anyway. So ain't nothing you can do about that. But if it's hot, like, I could light a fire. I could run. I could do all sorts of things to generate heat, right? Movement generates heat. Get the molecules going, right? What can you do to stop heat? Like how much of you can you take off to not get hot? Oh my God, these clothes are hot. I gotta take it. Like, okay, and then what? So now the sun is beating down on your naked body and you're burned up. And now you're burned up. Like, what do you do? Like, where do you go? There's no shade. It can get hot enough where even in the shade, it's hot. Listen, in Arizona, when the shade is 120 degrees, that's hot. But then it's just hot. It's not smoking hot or, well, no, that's smoking hot. That's, I would call that smoking hot. It's not dripping hot like a Miami with humidity.
Can't do that. And I have had a heat stroke before when I was a kid. It was not fun at all. And I know somebody says, boy, you had a lot of stuff happen to you. Yeah. If you're blessed to live to be as old as I am, you'll have a lot of stuff happen to you too. Except you'll learn from a lot of stuff too. And you'll be like, no, I'm not doing that. So now when people ask me, would you like to do so-and-so? And I go, no. Well, I don't understand why. Okay, I just told you no. And it's no. You know why? Because I've seen where that can go extremely bad. Extremely bad. And so I figure I'm going to play the odds. Like, I wonder what the largest number in the world is. I think, like, there's a number that's a 1 followed by 120 zeros. And so, like, there's not enough for me to do some things in life. What is the one thing you would actually not do? Like, I don't care how much money you pay me. I don't care how much money you give me. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I only have one thing that I will absolutely not do. I don't care how rich I get. I don't care how much money I get. I am not flying in a private plane. Like one of those Cessnas or one of those Learjets. No. I don't care who make it. I don't care how old it is. Nope. The odds of commercial with two pilots, my odds go up significantly better than if something happens to the pilot. Now, sometimes things happen to the plane and there's nothing you can do. But at least if something happens to the pilot, I got another person there that can, like, you know, fly the plane. Maybe even stewardess might help out. There might be a pilot on board. But what we're not going to do is be in a private plane with one guy. One guy? No. That's not happening. That it's just not going to happen. It's not. Anything you want to pop off on is 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm just there. Y'all tripping. How are you going to condemn? Lana Banana, you are not elderly. Girl, stop. Wow. Who are you telling to come check on you? Me? Or somebody else? Because she said, I'm elderly. Come check on me too. Anyway. Sincere say, if you're not conditioned, then condition yourself. You can't. You can't. Curly Q, you were talking about the last day of Summerfest is July 5th. Friday? Wait a minute. 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th. The 4th? Wait a minute. Let me just look up my calendar because y'all tripping. Saturday. Okay. So there's no Sunday? Like once it's over, there's no Sunday like Summerfest? Oh, now she says something. Yeah, okay. All right. See how people clean stuff up when you're done? See how people clean stuff up when you start saying, what is that again? What did you mean? What did you mean by that? Yep. Good. 833-212-1017 is the number. Lisa, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Good afternoon, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Well, listening to you, you know, I did have fear of flying, but I have been on jets and I have been on charter planes. Charter
really?
Ones.
No.
Oh, yeah.
When you say charter, what do you mean?
Those are like the planes that hold like 8, 10 people.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
You hear me say no?
Yeah. Those,
it's no.
You know what? No. Just go to sleep. I always just go to sleep and go up there. And I just, anytime I fly, I just go to sleep. I get my pillow and my blanket, take my shoes off, and I'm gone. But yeah, the charter planes are fun once you get over the, you know, the shaking and whatever. They're fun. They're really fun. You look out the window and everything. I like those better than planes, though. But I have
Wait, 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 w You saying that you like small planes better than large planes?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there's not a lot of people, a lot of walking around, no babies crying.
So you just bougie.
You know. No, it's just.
Yeah.
After,
you can't be put
you know
up with
what
other,
my job.
That's what I'm saying. You can't be put up with other people. You want to fly on a charter jet or private. That's bougie. I don't know who you kidding.
The only time I flew on jets was with like when Prince Abdul whatever, and we're flying jets and whatever, when he had to get to one city to the next. But that was cool because it was just us, and he had the whole jet. You know,
See how she threw Prince in there?
That's the time I would fly jets, and I would fly charters and planes
So what was you doing with Prince? I don't remember.
I was just real good friends with Prince and, you know, and things of that sort. So if he goes somewhere, you know, California to the East Coast or whatever,
are you telling the truth?
He had to get there quick. Yes, I am.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You knew Prince very well. Did you ever go to any of his concerts?
Oh, my God, I got tired of his concerts. I loved him.
What was the one thing he had to have backstage to eat at every single contest? At every single concert?
Prince loved tea.
Okay.
Candy.
Uh-huh. What kind of candy?
I kept candy for him in my purse.
What? No. He had to have a specific large batch of something. What was it?
Not a large batch, but, you know, because I was a diabetic back in the day, and I love Jolly Ranchers. So I'll give him some of my Jolly Ranchers and the Werther's, them caramel Werther's. I just ate those because they were good.
And you wasn't supposed to have them.
But I would take Jolly Ranchers. Those were my favorite.
There was a bowl that he had to have.
Yeah, I would eat them in abundance. No, not a bowl.
There was a bowl because every time he came, it was in his contract, and they put it in the rider that he had to have this backstage. So whenever he walked off or walked on, he had to have this one thing.
Well, now, I'm speaking of me when we're together.
Okay.
And you're like, we're sitting somewhere. Like, say we had a Jehovah's Witness kids convention, or he's somewhere. Say we had a restaurant. And if, you know, I'll have some Jolly Ranchers, he'll, you know, tap me on my arm. I'm like, why don't you bring your own candy in?
Because he ate all yours.
No, he ate all mine. I need my candy.
Did you bring extra candy for him?
Oh my! I kept Jolly Ranchers.
He ate your
Jolly
candy.
Ranchers.
Like he got you.
I share.
If you gotta buy extra, you're not sharing. If it's mine, if I bought myself 5 pieces of candy, and it's just for me, and Lisa asked me for a piece of candy, and I share with her, and now I have 4, that's sharing. If I buy myself 5 pieces of candy, and then I say, man, Lisa gonna want some candy, and I buy 3 more, and then when Lisa asks me for candy, I give her 3, I'm not sharing. I bought Lisa some candy.
Look, if I had 5 Jolly Ranchers, and if he wanted one, I'd be like, you better go get your runner, go get your rider, they're gonna go get you some candy from the local Walmart or something. You ain't getting my Jolly Ranchers. No, I love you, but I don't love you that much.
And it's amazing how he ate that Jolly much Ranchers. Sugar and stayed that thin because he just moved too much. He moved too much.
No, but trust you me, Prince ate a lot. People don't know. Prince can eat.
Small people eat.
And he didn't eat a lot of candy. He didn't eat a lot of candy. It was just because, you know, when you're moving and you're in the concerts, it's just like me. I'll get up and whatever, and he'll call, the security will call or armor call. Hey, you know, Prince wants you over here. Are you going to go attend so they can put me on a list? And then, you know, sometimes I go throughout the whole day, and which is don't tell nobody, and I will not eat. But I have my Jolly Ranchers just in case my blood level drop low. And then, you know, afterwards, you know, after whatever, we'll go out to eat, you know, or, you know, he'll order some food, especially if we're in Minnesota, he'll order something, you know, at Paisley Park and they'll deliver it and things like that. You know, people will wake up, I don't care what time of it was in the morning to cook for him and bring him food.
Not me.
I'm like, man, I need that strength.
All right.
But, fly. And I've traveled throughout in Bakersfield, California.
I don't care. I'm not flying on a private plane.
Oh, my God.
I don't care. I'm not flying
on a private plane. I'm talking about the weather. Now, have you ever been to Tallahatchie, California?
No.
Or Bakersfield, California?
I've been in Bakersfield.
Oh, my God. You wake up, it's 100 degrees. Oh, my God. You wake up, it'd be 100 degrees.
I'm not.
You wake up. That's in the summertime.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel you.
All right.
It's called air.
Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye. Love you.
All right.
All right.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So, I'm kind of torn. Like, I'm just, like, I don't really get the whole why it's cool to, like, no, I'm just leaving. I'm just reading what Not Really a City Girl is writing about the lady in the black dress who thought it was cool to stand up in her seat, obstructing her view and the view of others at the Isley Brothers concert last night. No, you don't. Y'all, okay, stop. Stop. Not Really a City Girl, stop. 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 Y'all need to quit. How much you pay for that concert? Oh, wait. You paid $30 to get into Summerfest, and then you went to the concert. Is the concert extra? Like, do you pay extra to get the concert? No. So what are you complaining about? I'm going to get beat up. Let me stop. You'd be like, hey, Dr. Ken, there's like 50 people outside that were on the YouTube chat that would like to speak to you. Wait, what? Yeah, they'd like to speak to you. Meh. Tell him he went home. tell him I don't think he's here right now. He's not feeling well. So now that y'all went there, what was good about Summerfest? What was bad? Like, what was good and what was bad about Summerfest yesterday? You had Bow Wow. Ain't he like too old to be Bow Wow now? Can't he be like Bark Bark or something? But Bow Wow's like a puppy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Isley Brothers. I mean, I don't really get it. I'm worn out. I think I've just been in Milwaukee too long. I know some people that's been here 60, 70 years and they just love Summerfest. I'm like, oh. I've been there. But now, after 30 some odd years of Summerfest, I'm kind of like, well. So, he used to be Lil Bow Wow. Now he's Bow Wow. Hasn't released a song. They said he's pretty good. I'm not really. They said the Isley Brothers were the Isley Brothers good? Hit me in the chat. Somebody said Isley Brothers were good. Didn't a couple of them want them or a couple of them passed away? And so Ron Isley of the Isley Brothers was Sweet Honey. Yeah. They said he's pretty good. But I was never really an Isley Brothers fan. Definitely not Natasha Bedingfield. But she was supposed to be here a few years ago, but she couldn't make it. Mike Jones. Genuine is cool. Yeah. He's a little older, you could tell. I'm just not the music guy. I'm a much different music guy. I'm more of a jazz guy. You know. And of course, Milwaukee's Eric Benet. Does he even have any new music out in the last 5 years? I don't know. Y'all just mad at Eric Benet because he was married to Halle Berry, and y'all don't like that because you couldn't be married to Halle Berry. That's really what it is. That's really what it is. That's all it is. Anybody go see Def Leppard? Does anybody care about Def Leppard? Anybody want to see Def Leppard? And so I have to say, the folks at Summerfest did an absolutely, positively phenomenal job at getting talent at this year's Summerfest. I've never seen it so robust as it is this year. I think they did a phenomenal job. Or some people were just cheap and they just wanted some money so they came to Milwaukee. I really think that they did a really good job at the broadness of the music where everybody's going to come out. So the rock music isn't that much of a rock venturing into punk that them crazy white folks going to show up. And it's a lot of stuff in black music and R&B and close to rap, some hip hop, but not enough where the crazy black folks going to come out or the crazy Hispanic or Asian or right. And so they got it just tight enough where the normal black, white, Hispanic, and Asian people come out and Native Americans, Pacific Islanders, we hear about it. But I think they did a really good job. Gary Clark Jr. was there. They did a really good job at the broadness of the music without really like adding in bands where you go, wait, they're here, why? Okay, Clear Throat, my tickets were free thanks to 101.7 The Truth, but the tickets were $140. Wait, what?